Lee, how encouraged were you then with that performance today?
Yeah, very much so. I thought we competed well. For 65 70 minutes, we competed well, but then I think the fitness element kicked in. Obviously, we've only had 5 training sessions in total so far, and Pompey have obviously full time. But yeah, no, in hindsight, it was for me, probably looking at it now, I think it's the best we've competed over the 3 years I've been here. So, and that's, you know, credit to the boys. They had to work hard in their defensive shape a lot of the time for the last sort of 25 minutes today. But a decent result for us, and it's, you know, it's for me, it starts to implement the way I want to play.
You mentioned defensive shape. I suppose that kind of sums up what you're all about last season as well.
Yeah, we had a good defensive record last year, but we weren't enough of a threat going forwards. I think I've made signings to try and change that as best I can this year, and for players that are still hungry to go and be successful, even though obviously James Haight is 35, 36 and Marvin Morgan early 30s. You know, and Pato's obviously done very well at this level as well. So, yeah, I think we've made a couple of good signings. And obviously you've got Lee Molyneux coming alongside that as well. Adrian Clifton, who scored today again. So it'll take a bit of time for him to bed in, but I'm pleased so far.
It's certainly a good finish as well, wasn't it, from Clifton?
Yeah, very much so. He scored a lot of goals from midfield last year. If he can continue that with Scott Donnelly's record as well, and he can do it, then, you know, we've got a chance. So I think it's early days, obviously, but a good performance so far.
And you say you've certainly added a lot of experience this summer. Have you got a certain target in mind for another number of players you need, or are you happy now with what you've got?
I'm happy with what we've got. I've got a competition pretty much all over the pitch, which breeds good standards for me, and that's important. I think the players we've got are all hungry to do well, and that will sort of rub off on the more junior lads that have just come into the setup.
And where does this squad compare now compared to what you've had previously?
I think overall it's the strongest we've been, but it's also the strongest the league's been, I think. You know, you've got your likes of your Margates and your Maidstones and that coming up. That'll be there or thereabouts this year. And the teams that are coming down, your Dartfords, etc., will be strong. And all the usual suspects that have been, you know, in this league, your Basingstokes, Sutton will be strong this year again, Ebbsfleet, you know, there's a lot of teams, Whitehawk. You can go on. Yeah, it'll be a real tough one. Maidenhead have signed a lot of good players as well. So it's going to be a really hard season, but I think we're well equipped so far.